Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2720, 5 Tips to Have a Successful No-Spend Month by Amanda Brownlow of HelloBrownlow.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, where I'm here with you each and every day to read from some of the world's best finance blogs. So with that, let's get right to today's article as we optimize your life. 5 Tips to Have a Successful No-Spend Month by Amanda Brownlow of HelloBrownlow.com. A month of no spending sounds quite daunting, right? No eating out, no shopping, no going to the movies, no wine. It can be hard to picture a full month without those things. But when you buckle down, whether it be for financial reasons or you just want to simplify how you spend time with your family, it can make for an amazing month. Dee and I regularly do no spend months. The primary reason was to get our emergency fund fully funded. The second reason was because we were expecting a new baby. He ended up being a full 5 weeks early. We wanted to be able to pay my medical bills. An emergency C-section and a stay in the NICU for little guy was very expensive. And have money to fall back on since we were both taking leave from work. Since we had the idea for a no-spend month several years ago, we had almost perfected how to do it. Yes, we still spend money on groceries, gas for the cars, and bills, but nothing on eating out, entertainment, or shopping. Here are our top tips on how to have a successful no-spend month and save money. Number 1, check your calendar. Wedding season is upon us, and events like birthdays and anniversaries can sneak up on us. Before you head into your no-spend month, double-check your calendar and see what you have going on. Plan to buy gifts and cards the month prior. I like to go ahead and wrap them too, so I don't even have to worry about it. Alternatively, you can go the DIY route and plan to create gifts out of things you already have in the house. I'm a personal fan of homemade cards and baked goods for birthdays. Most of the people in my life do not need more junk stuff. Cookies and cake are always winners. We also check the oil in our cars and our air and water filters to see if those need to be replaced and plan accordingly. Home and car maintenance is never something that should be put off, so if it's in the month for it, do it. Number 2, get your friends involved. Since you won't be spending money on going to the bars or going out to dinner with friends, invite them over for a potluck or game night. You can make a crowd-pleasing meal and play a board game or two. We have quite a stock of games that are more than 2 players. Ticket to Ride, Small World, and Cards Against Humanity are always top picks that our friends and family like to join in on. If board games aren't your thing, you could always opt for a movie night. There's something new on Netflix or Amazon Prime all the time. Make cookies and popcorn, drag all the pillows into your living room, and you have the night made. Number 3, check out the free stuff in town. I won't lie, I just realized how amazing the library system in our county is. Our library system has great free events on a regular basis. They also have a wide variety of media to check out for cardholders. Since I've stayed home with the little guy these past few months, I've made time to read more and I've really gotten back into it. If I would have paid for the books I read, I would have been out a couple $100. No thanks. Instead, we check out books and devour them before they're due. We also have a really nice downtown area that's packed with events every other weekend in the summer. There are free concerts in the park and festivals that are free to walk into. Weather permitting, it's a great way to get outside and be with family and friends. They also have one night a month that provides free admission to all the museums, which we take advantage of. A simple Google search will provide you with all the events going on in your town. Number 4, get outside. Most cities have dedicated green space and walking trails. On weekends, we go to the park with little guy and walk, or we go to several good hiking spots close to town and spend a few hours hiking. My dad calls this getting your vitamin N, or nature. Getting outside allows you to detox from your phone, TV, and computer, and lets your mind wander. We see hundreds of ads for products and services every day. I personally need a break from that on a regular basis. It also calms my impulse purchasing reflex, so to speak. If I can't see it, I won't want to buy it. And number 5, pick up an old hobby again. Shopping and going out takes up a lot of time. That's time that could be doing stuff that you used to love. For me, it's reading and sewing. For my husband, it's reading and playing the guitar. These hobbies are free, even sewing, as I like to refashion clothing or use my fabric scraps for projects, and can stimulate our minds in ways it hasn't been in a long time. This also allows you to make a little bit of money too. I'm about to reopen my Etsy shop and sell all the crafty things I've been making lately. If your hobby can double as a side hustle, do it. Hopefully these helpful tips have inspired you to make next month a no-spend one. I'm always excited to save money in any way we can. You just listened to the post titled 5 Tips to Have a Successful No-Spend Month by Amanda Brownlow of HelloBrownlow.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. A great benefit to no-spend months is that they force you to be resourceful about getting your needs met. For example, I know people who have gone years without buying new clothing. And I myself went a considerable amount of time without shopping for new clothes. But that's because I started attending and hosting clothing exchanges. I've hosted clothing exchanges on both a small and large scale, and they're tons of fun. Invite your friends to clean out their closets, cart the clothing over to your house, and spend a lazy Sunday afternoon drinking mimosas, listening to music, and trying on each other's clothes. Every time I've done this, everyone always leaves with much less than they brought, and we donate any leftovers. There are also Buy Nothing groups all over the country where you can find almost anything you might need for free from your neighbors. That'll do it for today. Thank you for being here every day and listening. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.